W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Liberty Mutual.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Severe storms have ripped through the South with deadly tornadoes in Alabama.
We just wrote it out. Me and my daughter-in-law were screaming prayers. Just please, Jesus, keep us alive.
And Georgia.
Yeah, for sure. Thankful that we're alive. We just got to count the blessings that we have, you know. Any day above ground is a beautiful day.
At least 9 people are dead. Out west, California is getting drenched again. Homes are flooded, levees are breached, and mudslides have been ravaging the state. Governor Gavin Newsom.
With now the 8th atmospheric river in just 16 days to make its way into the state of California, likely a 9th.
The White House is facing lots of questions after classified documents were found at President Biden's Delaware home and an office in D.C. Our Weisha Zhang on the timeline.
The White House, President Biden himself, knew about that first batch of documents November 2nd. The election for midterms happened less than a week after that.
The Justice Department has appointed a special counsel to investigate. 2 Trump Organization companies were sentenced for criminal tax fraud. They were hit with the biggest maximum fine possible under New York laws, $1.6 million. While former President Trump was not charged in the case, legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum tells us.
There is a case before the Manhattan DA's office and another with the New York Attorney General focusing on tax, bank, and insurance fraud against the individuals within the Trump family, including the former president, and those include criminal penalties.
Brazil's Supreme Court will investigate former President Bolsonaro for inspiring the far-right mob that invaded the country's Congress, Supreme Court, and presidential offices this past week. BBC correspondent Katie Watson.
The Attorney General's office cites a video the former leader posted. The video questioned President Lula's win in October's elections. The concern is that it still encouraged anti-democracy protesters.
Well, when you can't pay your bills, it's not good. When the country can't pay up, it's really bad. The U.S. is likely to reach its debt limit this coming Thursday. CBS contributor Javier David on what this all means.
You may very well have a scenario that the U.S. will default on its debt. That means bills won't get paid, interest payments won't get made, and it could be borderline catastrophic for the U.S. economy.
Well, maybe the person in Maine that just won Mega Millions could help pay that debt.
Our first winning number tonight is 61. That's followed by 30.
Well, we don't know who they are just yet, but someone matched all 6 numbers in last night's drawing. They just won a cool $1.35 billion. That is the second largest jackpot in Mega Millions history. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
As a Walgreens pharmacist, I talk with people all the time about little tips and tricks for filling their Medicare prescriptions, like taking advantage of Walgreens 90-day refills to save them a trip, or using Refill by Scan, which is super easy and right on your phone. And for anybody worried about prescription costs, I say, hey, we got you, with low-cost copays on many medications.
Let's talk about making things easier. Walgreens is here. Fill your way and save at walgreens.com/Medicare. See pharmacists for restrictions and exclusions.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner. I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
When the weather is cold, it's wonderful to warm up with freshly roasted coffee or a delicious tea like turmeric ginger. Family Natural Foods carries organic and Wisconsin roasted coffees and teas to delight your senses and warm you from the inside out. Find Wisconsin-based Wonder State, Liberation Farms, and Ruby Coffee roasted local and fresh. They also carry Rishi Tea, an independently owned Milwaukee company inspired by tradition. Warm up at Family Natural Foods.
Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. And you can catch us here live, as you are probably now, on our radio programming. But you can also go to our website, terrytalksnutrition.com, and there you can listen to our radio show live by adjusting the times that you are, wherever you are, that you comply with the times that we are here in the Central Standard Time in the USA. You can also subscribe to our newsletter on the website, and our radio show and our newsletters are archived on the website, so you can listen to the radio show anytime you want. You don't have to be on the live edition. You can be pulling up a show whenever you want and listen wherever you are. Take it with you. Listen to where the show wherever you are. You can also read the newsletters and subscribe to the newsletters, so that you get your newsletter every Friday to your email address. And what a big day today. Wow. Brand new year coming up. Are you prepared? Are you ready for 2023? What changes are you going to make concerning your health? Concerning what choices you're going to be making, what are you going to be doing to make a better choices? January 1st, what does that mean to you? Think back 1 year from today, January 1st, 2022. How many resolutions did you make? How many things were you going to change in 2023? Oh, excuse me, 2022. What changes were you going to make? A lot of people, I'm sure, said, oh, I'm going to exercise more. I'm going to eat healthier. I'm going to make better choices for myself. Better diet. Maybe the ketogenic diet. I'm going to put in more sleep. I'm going to lose weight. All these things we made as a New Year's resolution in January 1, 2022. How long did they last? How long did you exercise more? How long did you eat healthier, following a better diet, or adopting the ketogenic diet, the paleo diet, or the Mediterranean diet? All three are great diets. And how long did you continue to lose weight? On the average, for most people on January 1 that made these kinds of comments, the changes lasted 1 month on average. Most of the exercise facilities, the gyms, were packed on during January. And maybe a little bit into February. But by the end of February, everybody was back into their old excuses. I don't have time. Oh, I like what I eat. Well, you know what? Is it worth losing weight? I love the food. Even though that I put on too much weight, boy, that's sweet stuff sure feels good. It makes me feel better. You know, sometimes when I'm lonesome, sometimes when I just feel stressed out and I eat, I feel better. Excuses, excuses, excuses. Come on. You have a lot more discipline. And you are worth it. You're awesome. And maybe some people just don't feel that way. But you are. You are a child of God. You are the most precious person in the world. Most beautiful, most precious, most cherished. You are. So why don't you treat yourself that way? Why don't you want to look better? Feel better? And it all comes from exercising more, eating better, following a better diet. You can't eat less of the food that made you fat, because you're just going to go back and eating more food and you're going to get fatter. You have to change your behavioral habits. Adopt a new way of eating, like the ketogenic diet or the paleo diet or the Mediterranean diet or just a low-carb diet with no sugar. Now, this is another January 1. And you have the power. You have the power to change. That is a choice. Everything we do is a choice. What we eat, what we do, what we read, what we watch, what activities we adopt. Where do you have the power? Well, you have the power to choose better food, healthier food, less carbohydrates, less junk, less fast food restaurants. You can choose. You can choose your physical activity versus leisure time spent on technology, electronic screens, TVs, phones, smoking, or any tobacco use. They're of no value whatsoever. What about sleeping? Don't try to burn the candle at both ends. And then think about how you talk to yourself. Whatever you say, whatever you believe, becomes your reality in time. So now is the time to replace negative thoughts with encouragement. I love myself. I respect myself. I choose happiness and joy. You can say positive thoughts to yourself till they become part of your subconscious mind. And then they will lead you to the choices you made. What about your gratitude? Acknowledge the positive in your life, however small that it might be. Remind yourself every day of the good things around you, your family, your relatives, your kids, your mom, your dad, grandpa, grandma. Our blessings of good health. And no matter how unhealthy we are, or what we are fighting against, we are always better off than someone else. And the more positive you are, it becomes part of us. We have a great attitude. No matter what's wrong, we can smile. Reduce the stress that kills everybody. Stress causes heart attacks and strokes and many other diseases. So we can make some positive choices from here on throughout the year. 50% of Americans will make a resolution to change, to improve, to be better in their life on January 1. By February 1, almost half of all people who made a resolution a month before already have given up. What does that say about us? We're quitters. So make your plan. Sit down in a quiet area where you're not going to be bothered. Turn off the phone and start writing down a Christmas list of everything you would like in your life. Don't try to judge what you're writing down. If it's coming to you in your mind, it is something you want. Do you want to write a book? Do you want to get a new job? Do you want to find a new opportunity? Do you want to find a new attractive person in your life, male or female? Do you want to get a raise? Do you want to take a trip? Do you want to travel? Whatever you want, don't judge it, because you have it in your mind. That means it, if you think of it, you can. It's possible for you. So write it down. Keep writing. Don't stop. Write down. Oh, you should write down 100 to 200 to 300 things that you want in your life. And then pick six of those goals that you wrote down that have the highest priority. Maybe it's a raise. Maybe you want to be moved up in your company. Maybe you want to be the manager, supervisor. And then every day, read your goals. They have to be written, because when you write them down, somehow it is written in your brain. Write it down. And then read those goals every day, morning and night. At night especially. Because as soon as you finish reading your goals, go to sleep. And those goals will be the last thing that have entered your subconscious mind, and they become a part of you. And stick to it. And never, never, never give up. Don't be a quitter. Have strength. So these are very, very important things you can do. And it'll change your life. Never too late to change. You're not too old. You're not too short. You're not too tall. You are you. And you are special. You are unique. You are God's child. You can do whatever you want to do if you want to do it. And you can have everything you want. You can, if you know what you want. And you make it your goal. I always look like setting goals as taking a trip. If you're going to go to Chicago from Green Bay, Wisconsin, you say, I'm going to Chicago. That's your goal. Might be a weekend time with your wife or your husband. Might take the kids along. Maybe you're going to have some fun. Maybe you're going to go out to some nice restaurants. So your goal is going to Chicago. You don't worry about going to Chicago. What if you had a flat tire? Well, then you have it fixed. What if they have a detour on the highway on the way to Chicago? Then you follow the detour signs and get off. You make adjustments. You don't quit. You don't give up. You're still going to go to Chicago. That's your goal. You may have to make adjustments. You may have to make some changes. But you don't give up. You might be delayed. It may take you a few more hours to get there. But that's all part of life. Goal setting is exactly the same thing. As long as you know where you want to go, and you dream about it, you think about it, you envision it, you talk about it, and you say it to yourself, whatever that goal is, I'm going to lose 50 pounds this year. Then you see yourself losing weight. You see yourself as to how you would like to look after you've lost 50 pounds. Put that goal on your refrigerator. Put that goal on your mirror in the bathroom. Take a picture of a person that you would like to look like and put it on your mirror in the bathroom, on the refrigerator. Put a note on your refrigerator. Stop. Make sure what you eat is healthy. All these are goals that we can all set and we can all accomplish them throughout 2023. And some may take longer. Everything I've done in my life has been the result of a goal that I set previously. I knew exactly what I wanted. And everything has come to me because of goal setting. When you know what you want, and you talk about it, you think about it, don't talk to other people about it, because they will discourage you. People that are not successful, not happy, they don't want you to be successful and happy. So they're going to put you down. They're not going to give you any encouragement. They're going to put you down. They don't want to see you succeed when they're not. A lot of people that are not making it themselves have a very, very difficult time congratulating somebody who is. So keep it to yourself, unless you know who you are talking to and you know they will encourage you. I have lost 50 pounds. I respect myself. I choose happiness and joy. I will feel better. I'll feel happier. Buy a set of new clothes that'll fit you only when you lost 50 pounds and hang it someplace so you see it all the time. Otherwise, you know you've wasted money. But you know that that new set of clothes will fit you and fit you beautifully. However small it might seem, remind yourself every day of the good things around you. So set your goals. I'm a huge believer in goal setting and beliefs. To believe in God, believe in yourself, believe in what you are choosing to do, and the joy that will bring you and others when you accomplish your goals. You become a role model for others, that they too may want to then set goals. I wish you the best. Happy New Year 2023. I wish you the best success possible. And all your joy, all your happiness, all your goals are realized. Okay, let's go back to work. Let's talk about 2 minutes. Now, 2 minutes of exercise is all that it takes. Really? 2 minutes of exercise a day extends your life. Can you believe that? Well, this is the result of a study. Scientists in Australia report that 2-minute burst of exercise is enough to reduce your risk of death. Doesn't take much to be healthier. Now, I would recommend longer if you do the kettlebell swing, which actually strengthens and exercises every muscle in your body, even your eyes. And that only takes about 18 minutes. But in terms of exercise, it's only 6 minutes. If you do kettlebell swings, it will last you for about 30 seconds to 60 seconds before you are out of breath and you stop. And then you take 2 minutes of active rest, meaning don't sit down, walk around, jump rope, or box, or swing your arms, or do jumping jacks, or do burpees, or do stationary bicycle for 2 minutes. So now you've got about 1 minute of really exercise, 2 minutes of active rest, that's 3 minutes. If you do that 6 times, you have put in 18 minutes of time, but only about 6 minutes of actual exercise. And you do that 3-4 times a week, you'll be in great shape. Now, in this long-term study of 2-minute burst, 71,000 subjects or participants with an average age of 62 wore a fitness tracker for almost 7 years so their activity could be monitored. And the results of this 71,000 people for 7 years found that less than 10 minutes of vigorous exercise a week, less than 10 minutes of vigorous exercise a week cut the risk of dying by 50% during the study period. You don't have to be a bodybuilder. You don't have to run marathons. And in fact, I discourage people that run marathons. That's not exercise. That is stress. And stress is not good for us. You don't want to use killer exercises. You want to use very short-term, vigorous exercise. Now, raising the intensity of this exercise had even greater benefits. That's why I'm saying if you do the kettlebell exercise for 6 minutes, not 2 minutes, but 6 minutes, over a period of 18 minutes, raising the intensity of exercise had greater benefits than increasing the duration of exercise. Not longer, but more intense. In fact, it's better to lift weights like squats, deadlifts, bench presses, low row exercising. Is better with a very moderate weight, but faster, more intense. So if you're going to do 8 or 10 reps and maybe 8 or 10 sets, you should be able to finish that in about 15 minutes or less of an exercise. Intensity is greater than the duration. You can work out for 3 hours, but you're walking around and talking to everybody. You never leave the gym because that's your social hour. That's not exercise. You get into wherever you're going to exercise, whether at a home or a gym of some kind, and you don't talk. You get in there, you work as fast and intense as you can, shower and get out. Should be less than 30 minutes. That is a healthier way. Now, if you want to build big muscles, that's a different thing. But I'm talking about healthy exercise for a healthy living and for increasing your health and reducing the risk of death or cancer. Now, that's powerful. So raising the intensity of the exercise is much, much better than increasing the duration of the exercise. Now, both resulted in lower risk of death from cancer or heart disease, but more intense is better over the long run. So pick out something that you like to do that you can increase the intensity of your exercise, jump rope, or maybe you want to sprint. It's better to run 100 yards two or three times than running a marathon. Run 100 yards, rest. Run another 100 yards, rest. Another 100 yards, rest. It may take you less than 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Marathons last hours. But you'll get more value out of an intense exercise than you will out of one that you have to spend hours at. We'll pause right here, folks. We're going to go into the second portion of our program just right after this break. So stay with me. I'm Terry Naturally, and this is your Terry Talks Nutrition radio program. Back right after this. And welcome back, my friends. This is Terry Naturally with Terry Talks Nutrition, and that's our website where you can learn to do the kettlebell exercise, also the squats with kettlebells, two exercises that are fantastic to keep you in great shape. So you can get out of a chair when you're elderly without someone else having to pull you out of the chair. And also you can walk all day, feel great. Go on tours, travel. Don't just sit home on the couch and watch TV. Enjoy the rest of your life. You worked all your life, probably 50, 60 years, and you got 5 or 10 years to enjoy the life. Do things that will bring you happiness and joy, and do it for the extended period of your life. So this is the best way to do it. Now, what if you exercise too much? What if you exercise to a point where you have muscle soreness, or what they call post-exercise pain, meaning that after you've exercised, now you have pain. Now your muscles are sore. Now you have strain, muscle strain. And there is really a way to get relief from all kinds of pain, including post-exercise pain. And that is with a combination of curcumin, boswellia, and black sesame seed oil. Healthy adults with acute muscle pain, joint pain, in a study, took an herbal pain blend or a complex of these nutrients or an OTC pain drug like Tylenol or Advil once a day in the morning for 7 days. Now, this proprietary herbal pain blend, curcumin boswellia, that is concentrated in a mixture of black sesame seed oil, approximately 1,000 milligrams, based on two soft gels. And then the other portion of the clinically studied patients took an OTC pain drug, acetaminophen, commonly known as Tylenol, 1,000 milligrams, two tablets. The result of this test, half the patients were taking the herbal blend, half the patients were taking Tylenol. Both groups were equally as effective in pain relief from whether they took a drug or the herbal combination. But there were no side effects, no adverse events for those that took the herbal blend, while there were side effects. In fact, Tylenol is the number one cause of liver failure in the United States. More liver transplants are based on the excessive use of Tylenol. And the herbal blend, the combination of curcumin, boswellia, and black sesame seed oil, was 8 times better than the drug in reducing the emotional aspects of acute pain. When I mean emotional aspects, they're irritable. They're unhappy. You know, when you bump into somebody in the supermarket and they kind of bite your head off, you know, it's hard to judge what that person is going through. Maybe they have such severe pain. Maybe their joints just ache and they can't get relief. They're not happy. People in pain are not happy people. So when they took the herbal blend, those on that blend of herbs were 8 times better in reducing the unpleasantness and emotional aspects of acute pain. And the results of the herbal group was detectable with the first dose. Just two soft gels, and they noticed the result of pain relief just after taking two soft gel capsules in about less than 1 hour. After taking the curcumin boswellia in the black sesame seed oil combination, there were no side effects, no adverse effects, but there were dropouts in the drug group that could not tolerate the Tylenol. Now, we talked a lot about our resolutions, about eating right. What is right? Well, we need a lot of protein in our diet, good quality protein. We need plenty of good fruits and vegetables. But what we don't need are carbohydrates. And we should reduce drastically the carbohydrates, anything made from grain flour, like pasta, bread, cakes, pies, pretzels, crackers, sugar. Carbohydrates, which eventually will be sugar in the body, because that's the way it's metabolized. So eating less sugar and eating more fat. Oh, wow. I can hear some people saying, eat more fat. Are you crazy? I am fat already. No, you don't know the chemistry of the food and the chemistry of the body. When you eat carbohydrates, we can't use all the carbohydrates and sugar that we are consuming today. We produce insulin. And insulin is necessary to shuttle the carbohydrates and sugar, when they are sugar, into the cells to produce energy. But we are consuming so much carbohydrates and sugar that the insulin can't be effective anymore, and the cells become resistant to insulin. So they convert the sugar from carbohydrates and sugar to fat, and they store it in the body as fat, and we become very fat, up to the point of obesity, grossly overweight. When we consume fat, we satisfy our appetite and we eat less. If you want to lose weight, lose fat, eat more fat. But now the quality of fat is what we have to decide which is better. Don't use vegetable oils. Don't use safflower seed oil, peanut oil, canola oil, grapeseed oil, corn oil, soybean oil. All these are omega-6 fatty acids, polyunsaturated fatty acids. And they cause inflammation. They cause more diseases. The good oils, my preference is olive oil any day. Olive oil, olive oil, olive oil. This is really what we want to consume as a premier fat. Also, you can use avocado oil, pecan oil, macadamia nut oil. These are all omega-9 fatty acids, oleic acid. But why olive oil stands out above all those, because they're all the same, but olive oil contains very high levels of polyphenols, which are very powerful anti-inflammatories and antioxidants. So that's why I choose olive oil over any other oil. So when we eat plenty of fat, plenty of fat, plenty of fat, and good quality protein, and very, very, very low carbohydrates, and no sugar, you will lose weight if you need to, and you will lose weight to the point where you will stop losing weight. It's uncanny, but it's chemistry. The chemistry of the food matches the chemistry of the body and provides exactly the weight you need to be. And if you need a little bit more encouragement, check out the paleo diet, the ketogenic diet, and the Mediterranean diet. But keep your carbohydrates below 50. 50. 50. Carbohydrates below 50. Today, in the American diet, the level of carbohydrates is somewhere between 400 and 500 grams of carbohydrates. I'm saying keep it at 50. 50 is ideal. You might eke up a little bit to 70, 72, but you will see tremendous health benefits, healing benefits. Your arthritis pain will be gone. Your joint pain will be gone. Your type 2 diabetes will be gone. You'll improve your cardiovascular system, better circulation, less swelling, less inflammation, better memory, You'll have so many wonderful positive side effects from the ketogenic diet. And it's never too late, never too late to eat healthy and lose weight. There are tremendous benefits to eating healthy at any age. Here's a brand new study that was recently published in the New England Journal of Medicine, one of the prestigious journals in the world. Scientists followed 74,000 people between the ages of 30 and 75 for over 20 years. What a great study. Thousands of people, long period of time, and what they tracked the changes in what they ate and recorded their diets and their lifestyle choices. People who ate less junk food were up to 14% less likely to die from any cause during the study period than people who had consistently poor diets. But people who made even a small change to improve their diet, replacing sugary drinks with water or flavored water or sparkling water or eating a serving of nuts daily, had at least an 8% drop in overall mortality and up to a 15% drop in risk of dying from heart disease specifically or cancer. Food is our medicine. I've heard doctors say, eat whatever you want, it doesn't make any difference about your health. Truly. I knew a gentleman that had some serious health conditions. And he wanted to do it not with drugs, but with diet. And two doctors told him he was crazy, that food has nothing to do with your conditions. He didn't listen to the doctors. He made a choice to change how he ate. And in 3 months, all of his health conditions were gone. And I've seen this over and over and over again. Food is your medicine. Good food is good medicine. Bad food is bad medicine. A separate study found that switching to the Mediterranean diet at age 60 and sticking with it could extend your lifespan by up to 11 years. Just by switching the diet at age 60, you could live 11 years longer. Now, you may say, well, the way I feel, I don't want to live any longer. I certainly don't want to live 11 more years longer. But all of those conditions that you are plagued with, your joints hurt, you have diabetes, high blood pressure, cardiovascular disease, all those too are gone. That's why your life is extended by 11 years, because all of your conditions that you are plagued with are no longer troubling and no longer creating problems for you. And the number one way to lose weight quickly, the number one way to lose weight. Now, today is a big day for us, New Year's Day or New Year's Eve Day, but it's the start of the new year. Cut sugar out entirely. Reduce starch and carbohydrates drastically, significantly, down to less than 50 grams per day. and replace that with fat. Seriously. You'll not get fat from fat if you're not eating carbohydrates or sugar. Study after study after study has shown that reducing added sugar and carbohydrates leads to losing weight. Even if you don't exercise or do anything else. And then the big bonus from this, by cutting sugar and carbohydrates, you also reduce the risk of diabetes, reduce triglycerides, which is a marker of inflammation, by 50%. And you reduce the risk of all heart disease. People eating a high sugar diet are twice as likely to die from heart disease, heart attacks, and stroke than people with low sugar intake. You can lose weight. Make it happen this year. Dump the carbohydrates and sugar and get your carbohydrates from vegetables, especially those that grow above the ground, because those that grow below the ground, like potatoes, beets, carrots, they're all very high in carbohydrates and more sugar. Eat Brussels sprouts, broccoli, cauliflower, red onions, peppers, all the good produce, all the good veggies that are very low in carbohydrates. How can you fight off respiratory infections? Fight off respiratory infections and cough. There are vitamins to fight off infections. During COVID-19, during the pandemic, a viral infection where it caused inflammation of the lungs and many people died from not having the right vitamins and minerals in their diet or as supplements. And the scientists in England looked for any connection between dietary intake and the use of supplemental vitamins and the incidence of respiratory infection. So they analyzed information from over 6,000 adults gathered over an 8-year period. And the result of this study, there was a significant connection between the intake of vitamin A, vitamin E, vitamin D, vitamin C, four vitamins that are critical to the function of the immune system and blocking viral infection, bacterial infection, and also fungal infection, and reduce the risk of respiratory complaints of all types. Viral infections, asthma, COPD, and other breathing disorders. I can't say it enough times that food is your medicine. With vitamin supplements and vitamins and minerals, actually fill in the gap to the food that we are eating to make it more healthy. And then also we can cure the lingering cough at night. Patients with acute cough due to a respiratory infection took a combination of two plants, ivy, English ivy, and thyme, T-H-Y-M-E, ivy and thyme. It's the number one prescription in Germany for upper respiratory tract infection, bronchitis, cough, and sinusitis. 87% of all the subjects that took the combination of ivy and thyme, either in tablet form or a syrup, a sugarless syrup, 87% had significant reductions in cough severity and duration. The majority of the subjects were symptom-free in 7 days and very safe for kids. A clinical trial of over 5,000 children ages 2 to 12 tested the effects of an ivy leaf extract to treat coughs. Children with coughing caused by a viral respiratory infection saw their coughing frequency decline by 50%, and coughing at night stopped almost immediately and entirely. Children with cough associated with bronchitis had a 30% reduction in coughing intensity and also a near elimination of coughing at night. So, ivy and thyme, not drugs, completely eliminated coughing and the infectious causes such as asthma, COPD, bronchitis, all these conditions that are associated with the lung area, found that they could eliminate almost entirely and almost within a few days the coughing and the infection. This is what you'll find from alternative, natural, herbal compounds like ivy and thyme. What a wonderful way to reduce the cough in your children without side effects. And this was also a clinical study that were children between the ages of over 2 to 12 years of age. Young children can safely take this kind of medication. I shouldn't call it medication, herbal compounds that kind of like act like medication without the side effects, without any lingering complications and no adverse events. Best known for treating any kind of bronchial conditions. Okay, my friends. Tomorrow is going to be another day, and I'll be here again from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock Central Standard Time. We have finished our hour today, but I want to remind you that tomorrow is the first day of 2023. Start your new journey of a healthier lifestyle. Make better choices. Health is a choice. Just choose well. Choose a healthier lifestyle, healthier exercise, more sleep. Give up excessive drinking of alcohol. Give up smoking. Exercise a minimum of 2 to 6 minutes daily, preferably. And the intensity of your exercise is better than the duration. So that, my friends, Happy New Year. Say a prayer for this crazy, crazy world. God bless you. And God bless this great country.
When the weather is cold, it's wonderful to warm up with freshly roasted coffee or a delicious tea like turmeric ginger. Family Natural Foods carries organic and Wisconsin roasted coffees and teas to delight your senses and warm you from the inside out. Find Wisconsin-based Wonder State, Liberation Farms, and Ruby